CMO Roundtable,
the podcast where we talk to CMOs and marketing professionals to find out what's working, what isn't, and how you can leverage their expertise to improve your marketing and conversions. Now, let's welcome our host, number one best-selling author and co-founder of Conversion Fanatics, Justin Christensen.
All right, welcome everybody to the CMO Roundtable. This is your host, Justin Christensen, and today, just like always, we've got a fantastic guest. Our guest today is the owner of the Webinar Agency. He specializes in launching seven-figure sales webinars for digital entrepreneurs. After spending 5 years running sales presentations offline in the engineering niche, he found success translating digital sales presentations for entrepreneurs primarily in the digital course niche or digital information marketing. He has consulted with some of the industry's top marketing experts and launched more than 8 seven-figure webinars. So Joel Irway, how are you doing, my friend?
Fantastic, Justin. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for being here. The pleasure is always mine because I always learn more than most out of these podcast interviews. So in 30 seconds or so, tell us a little bit about kind of where, you know, what brought you onto webinars after coming out of engineering.
Yeah, so it's an interesting story. So to keep it to 30 seconds, essentially, after I jumped into my entrepreneurship career, I failed launching my own course for engineering career developers, development, and ran out of cash for marketing. And I had hired Russell Brunson as my coach. And so I called him up, asked him for a job. Thankfully, he said no. He said no because he didn't have any openings, but he referred me to somebody who needed help with their webinar. So to make a long story short, he said, hey, work with this guy, because I had called up Russell to see if I could sell for him on the phone. And he goes, hey, man, you know, our leads are all taken. Like, we got sales guys that can handle them all. But hook up with this guy named Jason, and, you know, he's looking for a phone sales guy to follow up with his webinar leads who didn't buy. Mm-hmm. I said, okay, cool. So we did. And so Jason said, well, before we start calling these people, watch the webinar and, you know, so you know what you sell, what you're selling. So I did. And after I watched it, I said, hey, man, you know, how are you doing with this? You know, how are you doing on performance? He goes, well, not that great. That's why I'm looking for you to follow up with these people. He was basically breaking even on his ad spend, which he was spending about $1,000 a week at the time. And he's making about one sale of his $1,000 course. So I said, well, let me take a stab at revising your webinar, and let's see if that helps. And he said, sure, no problem. I hate doing webinars. I just know I need to do them. So 2 weeks later, I pitched his webinar live to his audience, and we went from doing one sale per week on average to doing 14 sales on that webinar. And he lost his mind.
So nice.
That was kind of the big indicator for me. I said, great, I don't want to do phone sales for you. I actually have no experience in phone sales. So I saw this as a big opportunity to help other entrepreneurs, you know, drastically grow their business, because I know the power of a good sales presentation. I didn't know exactly what that translated until I worked with Jason, but that was essentially the launch of the, that was the birth of the webinar agency, was that first webinar.
Nice, nice. I always love hearing results like that. What's a typical week look like for you?
Ooh, typical week for me right now is pretty hectic. So we're wrapping up our consulting program, our coaching program. I do some consulting on the side, but last year I was focused on group coaching, and actually not even group coaching, it was one-on-one coaching. And so we're wrapping up with a couple of the clients there, and we're really focusing on growing the done-for-you side right now. So I've got a team of copywriters that I'm helping train them on crafting the perfect webinar. And it's a lot more difficult than I imagined and anticipated. Trying to teach people how to write a webinar is way more difficult than I had imagined. So right now, the typical week for me is working with my team, reviewing the couple dozen client webinars that I've got right now, and it's kind of just a whirlwind. I mean, I wish I could tell you I've got a super productive schedule, but I don't.
Hey, I know the drill.
Yeah, you know, it's I don't want to say it's red alarm fire where it's very reactionary, but right now we're focused on booking podcasts. We're doing a lot of outreach, but it's also focused on growing the team. We've got goals to grow this agency, to sell it in the next 2 to 3 years. I see a huge opportunity with webinars. I've got people literally pounding on my door to help them with their webinars, and so we're trying to seize as much of that opportunity as possible. And the goal is in 2 years to sell this to another marketing firm, another marketing agency, or sell it to an interested buyer. So nice. We're working on systems and processes.
Awesome. Well, is there anything in terms of marketing that keeps you up at night?
Yes, everything. So, okay. So what keeps me up at night right now? I don't want to say, I have a love-hate relationship with paid traffic. All of my clients run paid traffic, so I want to make sure that I word this correctly. But, you know, I was always attracted to the notion of, hey, you know, put $1 in and get $2 out once you get your paid traffic dialed in, right? Or if you get $1 in and get $4 out, like it's a built-in money machine. And I've seen it work. I have seen campaigns work, especially with our webinar campaigns, where that's pretty true. Unfortunately, for some of my own personal paid marketing campaigns, I just haven't been able to figure that out. I don't know if it's because I'm in the service niche, so I'm trying to run paid marketing to get new done for you clients or what, but paid traffic has just been the biggest stress point for my own paid marketing experiences inside of the webinar agency. So if you want one thing that keeps me up at night, it's mastering paid traffic and particularly social media traffic with Facebook.
Ah, nice. Yep. I know that drill all too well too. We can do it for our clients, but we just can't quite get it dialed in for ourselves.
Well, you know, it's interesting. So I spent a day with my buddy Scott Oldford, who lives in Toronto. So he's just across Lake Erie from me. And you know, it's the plumber with the leaky pipe syndrome, right? It's like you're too close to your own product, and you can help other people with their own products and services and their own marketing messages. But when it comes to your own stuff, you're too close. You can't get your message dialed in, and there's a lot to be said for that. And I do believe that is the biggest hang up with me right now, is just I need to help. I need to, you know, get another set of eyes to look at my angles and look at my hooks. And I don't know if that's what you're experiencing too, but you know, that's the plumber with the leaky pipe syndrome.
Yeah, for sure. So switching gears a little bit, I know you're kind of into, obviously, content is a big part of your thing, but what's your thought on TV and traditional media going online? There's been a lot of talks of that, particularly with like Gary Vaynerchuk, you know, saying that traditional media is, you know, dying. What's your thoughts there?
It depends on the niche. I don't have any personal experience advertising on TV, but I understand where they're coming from when they say that. Because social media is still really, I don't want to say it's in its infancy stages, but I mean, you know, you've got players that are popping up all the time, and you know, Gary's a big advocate for Snapchat. He's got an interest in Snapchat, and so I do view those comments with a little bit of skepticism, but you know, also from you know an analysis standpoint, where you have to be aware that in marketing things are changing all the time. I think I just saw that Facebook is now going to be doing some TV advertising. Like you're going to be allowed to advertise on TV through Facebook, which I don't entirely know what that means, and maybe I read that wrong, but I know that they're looking to do something with TV. Mm-hmm. But when you look at TV advertising, you have to, it's mass market and it's mass appeal. So you know, for people who are in the coaching or the consulting or digital info product space, like it's not going to be something for them, at least unless they've got a the right angle, but it's definitely more mass market appeal. I don't know how expensive it is to advertise on TV, but yeah, I mean, I don't know if that answered your question at all, but
it did. So going to the content side, how do you think content marketing is going to change?
Content marketing is there's lots of different forms of content marketing. That's not going to be a surprise to your audience. They all understand that. When people when I have these conversations with potential customers and prospects, and they're saying, you know, why do I need a webinar? And most of the time, I have to come back with a response, not to insult their intelligence, but I have to blatantly ask them, you know, do you understand what content marketing is? And I usually say it in a different form than that. But I need to get the feel of if they truly understand content marketing. And if they don't, I politely inform them that I believe that webinars are the best form of content marketing for conversions. Mm-hmm. So essentially, you know, like the future of content marketing, I believe, is going to be much more personal. I think it's going to be much more getting away from, and this is one thing that that Vinny talked about when I was listening to his podcast interview with you on a previous episode, which I thought was brilliant, and I 100% agree with him. He was talking about getting away from automation and much more personal, and I do believe that that is where the future of marketing is going and the future of content marketing is going. We're experimenting a lot with Facebook Live webinars, right? Mm-hmm. The term webinar is changing almost every week now. And it like clockwork. I mean, like an automated webinar will always underperform versus a live webinar because live webinars have that engagement aspect. And so everything that has to do with content marketing and any form of marketing, you need to have engagement. You need to have that live interaction because it's always going to outperform. And so the future of content marketing is going to evolve as we get more of these live platforms and in live engagement. So I think that you're going to see, you've already seen millions of publishers come on now because they've got Facebook Live, because they've got their own platform. And I do think that that's just going to be a drastically rising trend as people understand how powerful this is. So that's where I see the future of content marketing going, is more engagement.
Nice. Yeah, I believe, I mean, everybody, you're less than 6 degrees of separation away from everybody now. You know, it used to be that you weren't, but now social, everybody's at the touch of a button. And I think if you're, the more real you're going to be, the better off you're going to be.
Yeah, and especially because like you've got the at functions with Facebook and Twitter, and it's like you can literally tag Elon Musk if you want, like, oh hey, I just read, you know, an article from, you know, Elon Musk, and you're instantly associated to his audience, and it's just going to help get more awareness. But yeah, I 100% agree, you're way less than six degrees of separation from absolutely anybody now.
Yeah, absolutely. So are there any big lessons that you've learned in the last year?
Excuse me. Lessons regarding what?
Marketing.
Well, the lessons are, I would say, that almost every time that we have a new conversation with somebody who's interested in building a webinar, they always ask me if webinars are dead. And the lesson that I've learned is I have to come up with a new word than webinar, mm-hmm. right? Because I don't like being pigeonholed into this word webinar. Like I said, we're experimenting with Facebook Live presentations, and I need to go back to this word presentation, because the word webinar is just, I think that the word webinar may die in terms of sales conversions and a type of sales mechanism. But the biggest lesson that I'm trying to preach is that, will webinars die? I don't know. Maybe webinars will die, but the art of giving an effective sales presentation will never die.
No, that won't.
This is what I have to, you know, this is kind of the message that I preach to people, is like, if you can learn how to be a persuasive presenter, you know, look at any politician out there, look at Steve Jobs when he launched the iPhone, anybody who stands up and gives presentations, the format and the flow of an effective sales presentation is all similar. So will a quote unquote webinar go extinct? I don't know, maybe, I can't say for certain, but I have to get away from being pigeonholed with this word webinar, because there comes a lot of stigma with that.
You better change the name of your company.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, I firmly believe that. I mean, sales has not really changed. I mean, I've been marketing 15 years, and it really hasn't changed. The mediums change, but mm-hmm. the mechanisms don't.
Exactly.
So, do you have any big wins of the last year that have really jumped out?
Yeah, I mean, so the big wins are the guarantees that we provide our clients, right? So we've gotten to a point where we guarantee big success for any client that we take on. As you were talking about your introduction, we've done 8 7-figure webinars, possibly 10, but I can't verify the stats of 2 of them. So anyway, we stick with 8 right now. But you know, I would say that those are some pretty big wins. And the bigger wins are dispelling the belief of people not thinking that you can convert, you know, $500,000, $1,500 clients from cold traffic webinars. And we dispel that belief almost every single time. You know, can you be more effective when you build out a larger marketing campaign? Absolutely. But it's all coming from the minimum viable funnel, which is our methodology. That's what we believe in. We want to help you craft the sales message, which is the webinar is the shortest, most effective funnel out there, because when you do cold traffic webinar, you're incorporating every single thing that you need to in a longer term funnel, from bringing up their awareness, bringing up the attraction of why they should be paying attention to you, and then dispelling their beliefs and teaching them a core piece of content as it relates to your course. So the big wins that we have are the success, the continued success of our theory and the continued success of our customers and our clients.
Oh, awesome. So you talked about content marketing and how that's changing. What are your thoughts on the changing landscape of paid advertising? You said you had a love-hate with it, but it's kind of a necessary evil if you want to have a successful business these days.
You know, so paid advertising is, I do have a love-hate relationship with it, because especially particularly with Facebook, which is where the vast majority of our ad dollars goes, it changes all the time, and like it literally changes daily. As we're talking right now, the big thing right now is messenger bots, right? That's mm-hmm. that's a huge thing, and you know, nobody entirely knows how to use them right now, but you know, you've got objectives changing within your campaigns, and for us, we try to focus on the absolute shortest, most effective path to the sale, and then blow out the funnel, and then blow out a wider marketing campaign. And so as more and more people get on board with becoming advertisers, I think the last stat that I saw was, I think there's 4 million currently active registered advertisers on Facebook, which mm-hmm. like this is going to hit its own tipping point. I don't know if it's, and I think it's going to be a big pivotal tipping point. I think they're going to drastically restrict their advertisers. I don't know when that's going to happen, but I think there's going to be more hoops for people to jump through to be able to advertise on platform. Maybe you'll have to go through an agency, like a Facebook approved agency or whatever it is. But you know, right now we're still in the glory days of low barrier to entry to advertising. And even though it changes all the time, it's something that you just have to keep up to date with, and you want to seize the opportunity now, because I do think that it's going to change probably within the next, I'd say 12 months. It's going to change. There's going to be a massive change, and I think it's going to be limiting the direct response marketers' ability to quickly get on and launch an ad inside of Facebook.
Huh. Awesome. Yeah, I haven't heard a take on that, but yeah, I believe that they're going to be cracking down. They're already starting to. Mm-hmm. Marketers ruin everything.
Direct response marketers, I think, is what people really hate. which you know, there's the sleazy marketers, then there's the ethical marketers. But yeah, they 100% agree.
So I'm an avid reader. I'm not sure about you, but is there any books that you've read recently that really jumped out at you?
So when I was at Vinny's, when I was at Total CEO last week, I was talking to Dan, I can't remember exactly what his last name, but he recommended a book called Never Split the Difference. And it was by Chris Voss, and Negotiating If Your Life Depended on It. So today I am starting that book, and I'm very anxious to get in the middle of that one. Some other books that I like to read, a wide variety of books, from health related topics to business related topics. But I'm looking at my bookshelf right now to see which is the which is the most recent one that that I read. Oh, it was Built to Sell.
Nice.
Built to Sell, which is the whole idea for why I wanted to, why I decided to ultimately build this agency to sell it in the next 2 years.
So do you have your BHAG then?
Yeah. not off the top of my head, no. But I did go through it, and it gave me a much clearer direction on where I wanted to take this business.
Yeah, that's a great book. Mm-hmm. I love that book. Yep. Well, awesome. So, just a couple more questions for you here before we wrap up. But what are your predictions for digital marketing in the next year?
I think it's going to get drastically more expensive. I think it's going to get limited. And I think that it's going to continue this stream of everyone's fighting for engagement, right? Everyone's fighting for attention. And I think we're going to see a lot more live features and intense engagement. The Facebook Live, poor Periscope. You know, I think Periscope was the pioneer of this, and
Meerkat was in there too.
I think we're going to see a lot more of these channels and these platforms, these media platforms, come up on this live platform. I don't know what it's going to look like, but everyone is fighting for the attention, and I'm anxious to see what it's going to do to just traditional media. I mean, we're seeing instant everything, and this is nothing that's happened like within the past 6 months. This has been, you know, like Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, all of this other stuff. But I want to see what it's actually going to do to the traditional media stations like NBC, ABC, all the big names. Just because you're now competing with Facebook has just opened this up to give you millions and millions of competitors, I'm very fascinated to see where this will go. But I think that digital marketing is going to continue to go into this live engagement and live aspect.
Yeah, the big media outlets they're scrambling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean they've got their own live outlets, but they're on Facebook, and you know they're using these digital media platforms just to simulcast, which that just gives Facebook more power, and eventually Facebook's going to take over the world.
That, between them and Amazon.
yeah, Facebook and Amazon are going to take over the world. But it's fun to be in it from a marketing standpoint and just see what's going on and the trends. Because from a consumer standpoint, I don't know what they are seeing and what they're witnessing. Mm-hmm. But from a marketing standpoint, it's fun to be along for the ride.
Yeah, sure. It's very fascinating for sure. Mm-hmm. So if you had one tip for people in their marketing, what would it be?
One tip in their marketing is consistently produce more content. It is all about the content. And I fell victim to this. Up until this year where I launched my own podcast and started writing more daily emails, it's simple things like that, and posting more on your social media accounts, like all of that stuff makes a huge, huge difference. You don't have to have a blog. My website is the simplest website that anybody will ever see. And you know, from an agency standpoint, you know, people might look at it like, oh my goodness, like you're planning on selling this? Like, well, like the whole thing is just getting content out there. It's not making yourself look professional. It's just making sure that your message dialed in, sending out as much content as possible, and your readers, your viewers, your audience will tell you what they like, and they'll tell you what they don't like. And that's so critical. It's just hitting the publish button, hitting the send button, and creating as much content as frequent as possible. I mean, that's the one thing that I would tell anybody who's in the marketing space is just get content out there, get your personality out there, get your brand out there, and start attracting the people who most reflect your brand through your content marketing.
Nice, great tips. So Joel, that's all I got for you, man. It's all the questions I got for you. This has been absolutely awesome. I've got a couple, or quite a few notes here written down. So how can folks connect with you if they want to touch base?
Yeah, so they can check out our podcast, which is Sold with Webinars. So you can just find that on iTunes or go to soldwithwebinars.com. You can also connect with me at thewebinaragency.com or just search for my name on Facebook. But yeah, I'm pretty easily accessible, and I love chatting with other marketers, other business owners, and other product owners on what they're working on. So yeah, reach out to me any way that you can.
That's awesome. Well, I truly appreciate you being on the show. That's all we got for today's episode, guys. Be sure to check out Joel's stuff at Sold with Webinars. Check out his podcast. All the links will be in the show notes. If you like this episode and want to hear more from other episodes, be sure to check us out, CMO Roundtable on iTunes. Be sure to like, share, subscribe. If you'd be so gracious and you found this content relevant and interesting, it just keeps us pushing forward to do more episodes. So that's all we got. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll talk to you again on another episode.
Thanks so much for listening to the CMO Roundtable. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to rate us, subscribe, and give us a share. For more information about how you can accelerate your marketing results and to request your in-depth conversion analysis, visit conversionfanatics.com.